GoDaddy is offering one new or transfer.com for just $1.99 for the first year. Each new .com comes with a free instant page website and built-in photo album. So what are you waiting for? Get your website started today. $1.99 for a domain name is so cheap. Go to GoDaddy.com and enter code CRAPPINS at checkout. You will not regret it. Enter the code CRAPPINS at checkout, you guys. Okay? Love ya.
That's what's Shaw's Vanderpump rules. Come gather round and make fun of his fools.
A podcast of Bravo, nothing runs with Bravo.
That's okay, we'll make it a Bravo.
Watch what crappens, watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens.
Welcome to the 2014 Crappy Awards! Where we celebrate the best and the worst, the gayest and the lamest of Bravo Television.
Dun, 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 dun.
Now please welcome your gorgeous hosts, Ronnie Carroll and Ben Mandelker. Hey guys,
thank you. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Thank you for that big ovation.
I love you on The Price is Right. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Ronnie, it's so great to see you. How have you been?
I've been so good, Benjamin. It's so good to see you. You look so nice in a suit.
Thank you. You look wonderful in your periwinkle tuxedo. What an inspired choice for you for this award show.
I know. Usually I try and butch it up a little bit, but it's Bravo.
I know, and the top hat is a great choice as well. You know, I thought top hats already had their moment, but you're bringing them back.
Yeah, I'm bringing it back. You might notice that I have this bit of hair taped to the back, so it looks like I have long hair.
Yeah.
But I really like taking off my top hat and then people being shocked when I'm just like a big bald guy.
Well, and they're also shocked when they discover that the hair is really just an old possum you found on a road that you'd staple to it.
Yes, I spent the holidays in Texas.
Yeah. Yep. And by the way, I've been loving following your adventures on your Twitter, aka Trash Tweet TV. And that's also I've been following your adventures on Instagram at Trash Talk TV or Ronnie Karam or one of those. I've been following you on all your platforms.
Well, thanks, Ben. I really haven't posted any adventures, but thanks for looking. I've enjoyed looking at you at
really?
BSideBlog.com and on every social media outlet ever invented at BSideBlog.
Wow, that's so great. And I'm sure all the people in attendance here in this audience, they all probably heard about this award show on our Facebook page, facebook.com/watchwhatcrappens, where, I mean, it's pretty much an award show there as it is every single day.
Yeah. We
Which
give
doesn't
awards
make sense.
To That's horrible okay. people every day. It makes sense, sure.
Sense. It makes sense. You know what? It's like the after party. It's like the award show after party is there, but it doesn't happen after the party. It happens all the time.
Yeah. It makes about as much sense as two grown men talking about Bravo shows for 2 hours a week.
Yeah, it certainly does. And I just want everyone to know that we do have an opening musical number again this year. And once again, I do believe Ronnie is going to be performing it, and he's performing it right now.
Wow. I'm so glad that we took the time to write this wonderful...
Yeah. Very well written. Yeah. I'm excited to hear it. Yeah. Yeah.
I should have gone to college, but I didn't. I should have got some schooling, but I'm dumb. And now when come home from working hard, I watch Bravo gaze like a stupid chump. Housewives and Persians and Mexicans who are also black and Cuban.
Wow, that was really wonderful. And we have to give a huge nod to Asim Bahuguna, who is on sitar there.
Yes. And I would like to thank David Foster for all the help that he put in on this year's opening song.
I'm sure we'll have another musical number midway through the show. But in the meantime, you know how award shows are. They're always so long. So why don't we get right to our first category?
Let's do that. First of all, I would like to present, I would like to introduce Tyler Perry with our first award. Come on out, Tyler.
Is Tyler Perry here?
You're Tyler Perry.
Oh, you mean like I'm, oh, Tyler Perry. Is this Tyler Perry dressed as Madea? Because it's funny. Yeah. I saw my very first Madea movie over the holiday, and it was really great. Oh, so Tyler Perry, are you here? Are you here, Tyler Perry?
No, Tyler Perry's not here. Okay, Ben, you just do it instead.
I'm going to do it because I didn't even know how my Madea voice was going to sound. I didn't want to offend anyone else on our Facebook page who've already accused us of being racist for any time we try to do a black man's voice, let alone a Tyler Perry voice. Listen, you just wait. We'll get the candy voice out later. So start writing your letters to the ACLU now.
We're saving up our racist impressions for later.
Okay. Okay, so our first category is Most Believable Businesswoman. And nominated this year is Vicky from Real Housewives of Orange County, Candy from Real Housewives of Atlanta, I'm sorry, Lisa Vanderpump from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and Reza from Shaw's.
Well, who do you think is going to win, Ben?
I don't know, because this I should mention to the people in the audience that businesswoman is in quotes. So this is a sarcastic award. So I am therefore, I guess it's time just to open up the envelope, huh?
Yeah, just very, open up the envelope.
Very well produced award show here. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
And the award goes to Lisa Vanderpump from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Yay, Lisa!
Lisa wins this because, as anyone who is a businesswoman should know, that you always make sure your employees are all sleeping with each other and making ultimatums to you about who they can work with and who they can't work with, and yell at your customers.
Yeah, Lisa, come up and get your award. Hello, darlings. I'd like to thank Ken for the bank account. Ken, darling, you know, the first time you silently farted in that car on the way after our first date, I thought, God, can I really marry this sad stuff? Then when you got out of that car and there was a little stain on the seat, I thought, I can't live like this, darling. And then you stopped at the ATM and you accidentally dropped your Wells Fargo receipt down on the floor cushion and on the floorboard. And when I was giving you a blowjob after our first date, I saw the balance and I married you, and I have not regretted it very many times since. So thank you, Ken. Thank you, Pandora, for making me look like an intelligent Vanderpump and for marrying a gay man because they all love me. Thank you. Hey, Lisa. Great job, Lisa.
Great job. That was a wonderful speech.
Yeah. So next up, we have the Best Entrepreneurial Failure.
And by the way, I have a write-in nominee when the time comes.
Okay.
I mean, you get the end of the list. I have a write-in nominee.
Okay. We have Bethany. Now, we're not talking about Bethany's skinny lady things, because those did really well and made her like a multi-millionaire, because I think she made like $50 million.
Well, multi-millionaire, in fact.
But did her show get canceled?
I don't know, but I think it gets nominated in this category because it is truly a failure of television. It is a terrible, terrible talk show. And we've seen horrendous talk shows over the years, but this really is towards the bottom. So I think that's why it gets listed as a failure.
Okay, and next up we have Diamond Water.
Yes, Diamond Water.
The Aces Diamond Water from the Shaws of Sunset.
Yes.
We've also got the Drink Hanky from Princesses Long Island.
Which gets a special element of failure to it because one of the models for the Drink Hanky was Gina Marie from Big Brother, the racist.
I forgot about that.
An extra shade of failure.
Another failure, Wines by Wives.
It's a good one.
The Bloody Piggy Vodka by Vicky. And Alexis Valino's Trampoline Park.
And then the write-in candidate is the Divine Addiction, Pandora's multimedia empire.
Multimedia slimpire.
Yeah.
Okay. The winner is...
Wait, shall I tear it? They open the envelope for you?
Yeah. Diamond Water!
Wow.
You know, you might have thought it was the Bloody Piggy, but look, yes. We're in America and people love Bloody Piggies.
They do. Although you wouldn't think of it necessarily as a brand, but you know, in Orange County, anything goes.
Yep. So let's bring... no, you know what? I hate Asa, so let's not even bring her up. Let's just move on to the next thing.
Okay, so the next category is Best Display of Intelligence. And the nominees are... Anytime anyone on Vanderpump Rules says, seriously? Seriously? As their argument. Which is, by the way, the go-to argument for Kristen and Katie when anyone walks outside to their little, like, third world sitting area in the back of Sir. When someone comes out, they go, seriously? Seriously?
Seriously?
Seriously? Our next nominee is Vaughn from the New Atlanta for his rules about dating. If I remember correctly, his rules are basically like, you can sort of like cheat on whoever you're with as long as you're honest about it.
Yeah, and also just Vaughn's general sentence.
Yeah, and the way he has grammatical errors all over his motivational speaking lines. The next nominee comes from Princess's Long Island, which is Joey's famous retort, which is when she says, funny looking. That's a great display of intelligence there. Also nominated, anytime Malibu Country is evoked, that is also huge display of intelligence right there, using Malibu Country as the basis of all your arguments. And then the final nominee comes from Real Housewives of Miami, which is anytime you need to justify anything, saying, oh, well, you know, Peter does this all the time. He's, you know, he's just trying to grieve. He's not used to Frankie. This way he expresses himself.
I have a write-in nominee.
Okay.
And that is Portia from the Real Housewives of Atlanta, yes. Thinking the Underground Railroad was literally an underground railroad.
Wow, that's a very strong write-in nominee, I have to say.
I know, right? So let's give people time to vote. Okay.
some last-minute voting. We have, well, people at home don't realize this, we actually have the same things that America's Funniest Home Video has in their audiences. So everyone's voting now in the audience. And I have to say that the best display of intelligence for the year is... This is a surprise. It goes to Portia not realizing that the Underground Railroad is not an actual railroad.
Yay, congratulations. Portia, come up here and get your award.
Wow, dark horse. Come here the last
second.
Thank
you all. Thank you so much. I just want to say that, you know, there's lots of railroads that go underground because I've been on a railroad one time and it got real dark in there. So I know what it's like. So thank you. Thank you very much. I wish I could have told Cordell's child about this. We were so close. I was so close with Cordell's child.
Okay, Portia, you can leave now.
That was great. That was so moving. Thank you,
yeah,
Portia.
That was
and
really
thank you
good,
for
Porsche.
Thank you for being a great legacy to the civil rights movement.
Yeah. Yes. On behalf of black people everywhere, I'd like to say thanks.
Thanks. Okay. Next, I think it's your turn for the next category.
Okay, the next category is Best Crazy Bitch.
Yeah.
It starts with Mama Joyce. Mama Joyce is our first nominee.
Good one.
We have Mariah from Married to Medicine.
Yeah.
And we have Kat from Below Deck.
She, for those who don't remember, she was the blonde girl who was drunk all the time and falling on her face. Literally. She fell on her face.
Ryan, Vicky's crazy Iraq war vet son-in-law from Real Housewives of Orange County.
Yeah.
Vicky from Real Housewives of Orange County. Ashley from Princess's Long Island.
She who wanted a jet to take her from Montauk to Central Long Island.
Yes, because people were being mean to her. And Gigi from Shaws of Sunset.
Ooh.
Okay, here we go.
Tell me when you want to open up the envelope.
Okay, here, I'll open it.
Okay.
Wow. Okay, I've got it open.
All right.
Okay, the Best Crazy Bitch Award goes to Mama Joyce.
Yeah.
From Real Housewives of Atlanta.
That was a gimme. Yeah, that was a gimme. It's a strong category, but clearly she had to take it.
I want to thank. Well, I would normally I would thank Candy, but you know, Candy and I don't see eye to eye no more. She dating a midget. A midget with a big old lollipop head. A big old lollipop head. He ain't even a lollipop. I can't even lick him and get no sweetness out of him. And that is wrong, Candy. That is wrong. You know who's going to get this award, Candy? Not you. Just like I'm not getting your money if you choke on the chicken bone.
Okay.
See, now, Mama, I have to come on stage here for a moment because, see, now, Riley is so proud of you for winning this award, but then you gotta say all that stuff, Mama, and like, I don't know, Mama, see, that's not right, because I'm
Riley told me she hates you, you're an abusive mother, and Tom tried to have her sit on his lap in the wrong position. That's what Riley done told me.
See, now, Mama, Riley doesn't say anything like that.
She did to me.
All right. Well, that, thank you so much, Mama Joyce and Candy Burris, for coming up on stage. That was really a wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful award.
Congratulations. Well earned. Okay, Ben, yeah. You're up with the next award.
Oh, wow. Oh, this is a fun category. This is the best average person who thinks they're super hot. So, nominated is the hottest girl on the North Shore. That's Erica from Princesses, Long Island.
Yes.
Also nominated from the same show as Ashley, who famously said, I'm the hottest looking funny person I've ever seen. Kristen from Vanderpump Rules, who I believe she said something along the lines of, everyone here is just really hot, sorry. CJ from Below Deck, Vaughn from The New Atlanta, and Reza from Shaws of Sunset. Are we all ready?
I'm ready.
You're ready?
Yeah.
And the winner is Kristen from Vanderpump Rules.
Oh my God, congratulations, Kristen. You look so good tonight in your Forever 21 skirt.
Seriously? Like, this award, like, did Ariana vote or something? Because, like, seriously? That's, like, not even cool, this award. Because I am, like, hot. I'm not average. Like, everyone who works at Sur is, like, really hot. Sorry.
Good job.
Thank you so much.
That was well earned, girl. You go.
You did a great, good for you, Kristen.
Okay, our next award is Hottest Husband or / Partner. The nominees are Maurizio from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, yeah. Juicy Joe from Real Housewives of New Jersey, Reza's boyfriend from Shaw's, Jax from Vanderpump Rules, or any of Gigi's gay boyfriends.
Yeah, yeah.
And the award goes to
that's a big envelope. They sealed that one very tightly. This one's a very important category. No one can sneak a peek at it.
The winner is Russell's boyfriend from Shaw.
Really? I would not have expected that to be the winner. What do you think makes him so hot?
Well, I would like to say thank you guys. I would totally be accepting this award, but I really don't like talking, so I might have Reza do it, or I might have this guy that I met at the swimming pool come up and do it for me, or I met a guy at the post office, and he's in my living room, so maybe I'll have him do it for me.
Your time is up, but thank you so much, gay person. Thank you.
That was great. That was really great.
Okay.
I might have voted for Gigi's boyfriends, to be honest, because I still have a thing for Omid.
Well, I think that the audience voted the way that they did because sometimes when you're a big, hairy, Middle Eastern person, it's just nice to know that you can find love.
That's true. That's true. So it's very inspiring. You know what? This award show is nothing if not inspiring, if I have to say so myself. I have a tear in my eye.
Totes.
Okay, the next category is the person that deserves to go to jail the most. Nominated. This is actually, I like this nomination. Joe from Real Housewives of New Jersey, which is funny because there's like many different Joes on that show, and they probably all deserve it. Teresa from Real Housewives of New Jersey. Carol from Real Housewives of New York. I don't know why she has to go to jail, but okay.
Because she probably caused the plane crash.
Oh, okay. Phaedra from Real Housewives of Atlanta. Or Jax for spreading, quote-unquote, LAIDS all over Los Angeles.
Okay.
And the winner is... And the winner is Joe from Real Housewives of New Jersey.
I just want to say my wife's a cunt, and who cares? I mean, really, who cares? Who cares? So what? Who cares?
All right. Well stated, Joe. Well stated, Joe.
Yeah. Nice job, Joe. Well spoken.
Yeah. Yeah, I felt that. It was emotional.
Okay. So our next category is the ugliest bitch on Bravo.
All right.
The nominees are Andy with the beard. Congratulations, Andy with the beard wins.
Wow, he dominated that category.
Yeah.
Dominated.
That automatically goes to you because Andy, out of all the ugly bitches you got on Bravo, don't wear a beard, Andy. Don't wear a beard. You put all them ugly bitches to shame, Andy.
Yeah.
I mean, and we don't even have any rules on this show. We could have nominated any of the cast of Real Housewives of New Jersey, past or present.
Yes.
Yeah. We could have nominated a lot of people.
A lot of people.
And that beard took it. Please stop it. Being semi-rich and semi-famous, well, truly rich and semi-famous, doesn't mean that you could stop grooming. Okay? Make an effort.
No. Yeah, we don't approve.
Make an effort.
All right. So the next category is most likely to return to the poll/internet porn. And the nominees are Lisa Hochstein from Real Housewives of Miami, Joyce from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Alexis from Real Housewives of Orange County, or Gigi from The Shaws. And the winner is... Hold on, my envelope's a little too small. Let me get another envelope. Okay, ready?
Ready.
For those listening at home, we are now broadcasting from the middle of a Moroccan fair. Okay, ready? Here we go. And the winner, the one most likely to return to the poll/internet porn, is Lisa Hochstein from Real Housewives of Miami.
Yay, congratulations, Lisa. Come up and get your award.
Unfortunately, Lisa is not here to accept the award because she is on the poll and doing /internet porn. But yeah. Thank you so much, Lisa.
And you know what? She's finally probably going to get pregnant from that poll.
She
it turns out it was the old person you were married to the whole time. Okay, the next award is for the best cry. The nominees are Brandy when she's crying about her dog Chica. Candy crying about her mom. Ashley from Princesses. Mom, get me out of here. The Princess's Wedding Dress Breakdown from Chanel. Or Reza crying about, I think, the guy from Iran, right? What was he crying about, Reza? I forget.
He was crying about, like, his issues with himself and, you know, things like that. He was in therapy, just general therapy cry.
Oh, well, a lot of that can be solved with simple clippers.
Yeah.
Okay, and the winner is... It is... Oh, wait. Oh, wait, I just ripped up a UPS slip. I needed that. God damn it.
Rip up an envelope.
The winner is... It's a tie! It
what?
Is a tie between Reza and Candy. Both of you, come up to the stage.
Now, I just I so much to say. I like what I'm doing. I'm so old girl, Asa, and MJ. I need to thank her so much for doing
Ron!
Thank you.
What an emotional moment. Wow.
Wow, wow, you guys.
I need to get
my... Hold on, let me slow my clap down. Slow that down.
By the way, if you're hearing the sounds of construction, that is because we are still building the stage for our award show. We had a snafu with the scheduling, so that's why we only have half of the stage done. So if you're hearing the sound of hammering and construction vehicles, like that beeping, that's what's happening.
They are. It basically is that Ben lives across the street from MJ, who has found a sale on sliders and needs to be cut out to pretend to go be a real estate agent.
Yeah. So there, before we get on with our next award, it is time for Ben to recite the poem that he's written
about
this year's Bravo shows. Take it away, Ben.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Is everyone ready?
Reds.
Bravo shows, how I have loved you so, from the Shaza sunset to everything I know about Orange County and Bloody Piggies and Lisa Vanderpump and her dear Jiggy. There's so much to see, so much to watch, even if it involves Jimbalino's crotch. This is a moment for me and for all of us to treasure, because nothing in this life gives me more pleasure than talking about the idiots who work at Sir and wondering whether or not Jax has licked any fur recently off of Stassi's cooch. I never said this would be a nice poem. I've been drinking a lot of hooch. I'm in the zone. I'm feeling my Bravo. But guess what? Nothing rhymes with Bravo.
Wow. Like orange.
Yeah.
Very
and by
good.
The way, that's it. That's... In our new theme song, you may have realized that's one of the lyrics. Yeah, nothing rhymes with Bravo.
Yeah, that is really good.
Yeah.
It was like Sondheim.
I'm so glad you remembered I had to do that poem.
Next up, Ben will be doing an interpretive dance.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna have a duet later, which will be really nice.
Okay.
Okay. I think this is my category. All right. So our next category is Best Alcoholic. And the nominees are Brandy Glanville for being a drunk, sir.
Yeah.
Kim for being a drunk at all times.
Yeah.
Amma Joyce for being a drunk at dinner. Uh-huh. And the Butch Girl, aka Kat, from Below Deck.
Yeah.
And this winner is. Ooh, this is a perforated envelope. Could you hear the perforation on this envelope?
Yeah.
And the winner is Kim Richards.
Kim Richards, that sounds like my name. No one else should be using my name because I got that copyrighted. It's sad. I used to be a movie. It's me! Oh, it's me! Hi, thank you all so much. You know, look, I being sober has been one of the greatest journeys I've ever taken in my life, except that time that my mom drove me to the Grand Canyon. She was going blind at the time and was almost crashing into things, and that's when I had my first box of Frandia. Wow, what a great time. We got there, it was a big hole in the ground, and guess what? I crawled right into that hole, and it was grand. It was a Grand Canyon. I called Emilio Estevez from a payphone down there. When I rode up the donkey on the way back up there, Emilio drove up on his bicycle and took me all the way back home. I haven't seen my mom ever since. So thanks, everybody! Bravo!
Oh, wait, and here comes Kyle Richards to add something. I was in Halloween. Okay, great.
Wow. Great job. Thank you so much. That was almost as much as you said in Halloween. So yeah. Thank you.
She had a pivotal role. She really did.
Yeah. Huge, huge.
Hey, I think it's your category.
Oh, okay. So the next award is for the best awful news show.
Yeah.
So that, I'm looking at all these. So one of them is Vanderpump Rules, even though it's technically, is it new this year?
It started in January, yeah.
Oh, wow. So that is new. Yeah. Vanderpump Rules, Princesses Long Island, Fashion Queens, Below Deck, Eat, Drink, Love, Newlyweds the First Year, Married to Medicine, or The New Atlanta, or basically anything that's ever been on Bravo this year.
This is a very strong category, by the way. I would have a very difficult time.
This is huge. I mean, you guys at home, you voters at home, really had to work hard for this one. You had to dig deep. Okay, so the winner of Best Awful New Show is...
And the winner is?
Oh, I heard a ring. I thought we got disconnected.
I thought we got disconnected, too. The show is so awful, it's actually ruining our award show. Yes.
The show's so bad that it took down Watch What Crappens once and for all. The best awful new show is... Fashion Queen. No. Vanderpump Rules.
Oh, okay. There. I was about to say, that did not seem right. Oh,
no,
you know,
because that would have been right if it was worst awful new show. But best awful new show is
thank you.
But I will say that Princesses was pretty good as well.
And so, Married to Medicine,
Married to Heels. What is that? Blood, Sweat, and Heels. Blood, Sweat, Heels in the Real Housewives of Atlanta, of the New Atlanta.
Can I tell you something about Blood, Sweat, and Heels? I wasn't going to watch it, but then I saw a preview for next week's episode where a woman goes, what did she say? She's like, I may be an alcoholic, but you'll always look like Wesley Snipes. I was like, oh, guess what? I am setting a season pass immediately. Setting it immediately. I'm watching the show. But that's this year's show. It's not last year's show.
Yeah, maybe you guys have a chance next year, okay?
You know, I think Vanderpump Rules is a great choice because it's truly one of the worst shows in the history of TV, worse than Bethany. It's really the most loathsome people of all time. But it's gone so bad, it's come around, it's looped around and become like my favorite show on TV right now. Like it is the best awful new show. And as you said, Fashion Queens is just an awful, awful new show. But Princesses, I did love my Princesses, and I don't think they're coming back.
Yeah, I think Vanderpump Rules is kind of like that show Wipeout, where people are just, like, running into walls and stuff.
Yeah.
And you're like, why am I laughing at this? But you are.
Yeah.
It's like that.
Yeah, I mean, I just watched...
Except walls are vaginas.
Yeah, I just watched last night's episode, which took place in Cabo. And it's just, it's amazing how much bitchery they can include in 1 hour. And the levels and the layers of the bitchiness are really unparalleled. It's just a phenomenal show.
Yeah. They're all equally as awful.
They're just terrible, terrible people. I know. I mean, it's great. And can I tell you something? I'm going to Sur today.
You are? Why?
It's Lisa Timmons' birthday today, and she wants to get drinks at Sur. So actually, at 5 o'clock, I'm going to Sur. So I am about to head first into Sur, into the mix of all this Vanderpump Rules silliness.
Oh my god, well tell her happy birthday and thanks for the invite.
I will.
Tell her both of those things. That would
No, I'll go, seriously?
Yeah, seriously? Tell her I said seriously. Tell her she's a bitch.
I will.
Okay, so
all right.
the next category is yours, Ben.
Yeah. Okay, this is the award for Best Bravo Show to Make People Hate Minorities and or Women. So these are the shows that make minorities, that turn the clock back for minorities and women. We have The Shahs of Sunset, which does a double whammy on both Persians and gay people.
And women.
And women, too, but mainly just Persians and gay people.
Oh my god, and women, they're all fucking horrible on that show, the mothers especially.
I'm sorry, I forgot all the mothers, yes, yeah. Terrible.
And old people.
Yeah, and old people, it really works on all fronts.
Yeah.
We have Princesses Long Island, which is, pretty much just sends us back to the days of the Dreyfus Affair in Paris, France. This is like anti-Semitism at its finest, brought to you by Andy Cohen.
Yeah.
We have Married to Medicine, which reminds us, according to Married to Medicine, basically that like black people can't be professional or can't be civilized in high society, which is terrible.
Well, two out of nine can.
2 out of 9. Oh, I'm sorry. You know, you're right.
I mean, how many people are in that cast?
I know. It's basically, it's a terrible show. It shows that women can't act civilized and that black women can't act civilized. That's what that show seems to be teaching us.
Yes.
With the exception of the one woman who is actually, like, smart and knows how to behave herself. And, yes, of course, Bravo's going to get rid of her because she's going to do too many good things, yes, for black women. Because
she's like, you are hurting women. Bravo's like, get out.
And by the way, for those of you who may be listening right now and are maybe not the quickest, we're not saying that black women can't be doctors or be act civilized. We're just saying that the show makes it look like, perpetuates that image. I feel like I always have to say that now.
Yeah, ever since we've been apologizing. That's so gross.
Well, sometimes you have to, because I don't want to be misconstrued in this society, in this world.
You never do.
Also nominated is Fashion Queens, which really is like, I mean, you might as well, this is like, send us back
to the... Oh my god, no kidding. I mean, I wanted to chain myself to a fence.
Yeah, oh gosh.
Jesus. Hey, gay people, let's make an effort this year. In 2014, let's make an effort. Let's stop wearing Wheezy Jefferson's fucking moo-moos.
Yeah.
Let's stop wearing high heels and, like, lashes. And saying things like fierce, because fierce is over now. It's dead. It's been dead since like 1998. Let's just stop it. All right, gay people. When you feel like you're even, when you feel like you're even edging over into that lane, stop yourself. Just stop it. All right. Just think of my voice in your head saying, stop it.
Yes. Eat, Drink, Love did a number on women. That really showed that women can't be professional and can't help but like sleep with, like, blur the lines, like, especially, like, Kat Odell, like, basically flirting and having sex with everyone that she writes about, according to the show.
Yes. So and that was according to her. I mean, not really having sex with them, but, like, flirting with them, maybe making out with them.
I can make or break your restaurant.
Yeah. Because I have a blog.
On Canada. Oh. And then also, lastly, Newlyweds the first year. For making gay couples look terrible, making that one Indian girl look terrible, making black couples look terrible. Once again, really
doing good. Oh my god, white people didn't come off very good in
any of that. Actually, everyone came off looking... Basically,
everyone was horrible in that.
Marriage was ruined by that.
Marriage was ruined. But you know what? I think that it opened... I think it opened the door to gay marriage a little bit because I think people just realized it's just all horrible. I mean, hopefully we could just cancel marriage soon.
Yeah. Okay, this is a very tough category, and I honestly am not sure who is going to win. My computer is also frozen. Okay, ready?
Yes.
So, and the winner of Best Bravo Show to Make People Hate Minorities and or Women is... Shaws of Sunset.
Yes, I totally agree with that vote, audience. Totally agree, because you know what? Jews have been hated on before World War II. Black people have been hated on before, like, all the time until, like, what, 50 years ago? And until, still like, even, kind of. Until
basically, like, a month ago.
Until the Cosby Show came on. Gay people, we're used to it. Women, I mean, come on. Women, even though they're kind of the majority and should not be taking shit from anybody, are used to it. Married people aren't as used to it. But you know who's not used to it? Iranians. Like, we have not really, I mean, and except, like, if you're actually in Iran. But, like, in America, we have really not spread the racism yet to the Middle Eastern people. And so I think it's, you know, this is groundbreaking. And I think
Bravo's doing a service. It's doing a service.
Yeah, you guys. Like, Bravo's like, frontiers. You know,
there's not a nationwide stereotype about Persians yet. So we're going to step up and we're going to create one right now.
Exactly. Until people are calling each other sand N-words, we've not done our job here at Bravo. So thank you, Bravo. New Frontiers.
Well, also, I mean, the show really does, it really does hit on so many different levels. You got gay, you got Persian, you got Jewish, you got women. It's really, on all fronts, it makes all these groups just look terrible.
I mean, it makes gigantic D-saline sacks that you buy off of Craigslist look bad. I mean, everything. It makes everything look bad.
That being said, I love the show.
It makes diamonds look bad. It makes water look bad.
It makes, you know, probably, like, classic Persian jewelry look bad, because Asa wears it, and you just think it looks ridiculous.
It makes East Hollywood probably look even worse.
Yeah. It does a lot of terrible things on a lot of terrible fronts.
So thanks. Thanks, guys.
It makes my neighborhood look bad.
Yeah. Okay, so our next award is for Best Fight.
Oh,
Best Fight. The nominations are The Married to Medicine Brawl. Now, there were a couple.
No, this is the one by the pool.
Yes, this is the one by the pool where a glass was thrown, a weave was pulled.
That was a good one.
It was a good one. Mama Joyce versus Candy's friend/assistant.
That
in,
was
the bridals, in the bridal
shop. The shoe was the key piece there. The shoe in Mama Joyce's hand.
Which we don't have an award for this, but that also led to the best title of a show of the year called Real Housewives of Atlanta, The Old Lady in the Shoe.
Yeah, that's great.
Episode title.
And also, by the way, if we did have a category for best prop, it would go to Mama Joyce's shoe.
Vicky versus Lori in Canada.
Yeah. That was great. That was a great.
That was a classic Vicky one. That was a great one. Vicky versus Joe versus Joe in upstate New York.
Yeah,
that was
pretty
good.
Great because they charged each other, and then on top of that, all of Joe's fake hair got all over everyone's shirts.
Oh well, you know Peter versus a car.
Oh well, you know Peter. This is just the way you know. He has to express himself, you know.
And
like,
Reza,
he sees a car, and reminds him of Frankie and the accident. He has to go punch it, you know.
Yeah, that cab was driving on the street, which is what started the fight in the first place. Because we were on the street, and so you know the car was trying to be on the street too. And two people can't be on the street at the same time. So Peter,
he's just trying to protect his mother. He's just trying to protect someone. Like I know, like it looks bad, but you know he's stupid. I don't condone it. But you know, at the same time, he was expressing his love for his mother and for his family. So like, oh well, you know, Peter, that's just what he does.
Yeah, you know Peter grew up without a father because his father was a very famous drug person, you know, and so Peter grew up without a father, and so now he's always looking for penises in the street to beat up on, and that's, you know, the cab happened to be there with the penis on the street. So
Peter, you know, his father used to drive a car, so when he see a car it reminds him of his father, and so he go and punch it, think like, oh hi dad, but it's like, no, it's not your dad, Peter, so he has to come back, and that's just the way he expressed himself now. Well, you know, Peter, that's just how he is.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you don't use conditioner, it makes you angry, and then you start eating more, and then when you eat more, you get fatter, and when you get fatter, you get very bitter. And sometimes when people get bitter, they hit cars. And so when Peter saw a car, he hit it. So
he hit it, and then
McDonald's,
he's like,
fault.
It was really, yeah. He got a new tattoo, and he was in a lot of pain. So like, you know, he had to take his pain out on. Like he needed to kick the car so that way his foot would hurt to take away the pain from the new mom tattoo on his side. So like, oh well, you know, Peter, that's just the way he expressed himself. That's all.
Yeah, for a long time his wrist was hurting, and then he hit that cab, and it pushed his hand back into his wrist proper. So now maybe he could type or something. I don't know. Maybe get a job. I don't know. So
yeah, maybe like, you know, writing. He's like really good at writing. He's always been really good at writing. Like he writes whenever like he would write a note to me like, hey mom, I went out. I'd be like, that was so nice. That's so beautiful. You
that
know,
was
Peter.
Beautiful. Yeah.
He's like a poet. He's like a poet. You know, he's a little artist, you know.
He still knows how to handwrite. So.
Yeah. He does.
Okay. So the winner.
There's another nomination.
Yeah. The other nomination is Reza versus Sasha, the new gay.
This is America. We are all nominated. This is America. This is America. I want to win.
So let us see the winners. The winners are
pulling it out of the FedEx box.
The winners are Reza and Sasha from the Shaws of Sunset.
Oh my god, that's so Persian that we won an award in America. How fun is that?
I came from Iran and the first time I sucked a penis, you don't have any right to tell me what to do because this is freedom!
I have a problem sharing this award with Sasha because, like, he doesn't even know what Iran is. Like, the great kingdom of Iran was, like, gone. And, like, I knew that country, but he does not. Like,
yes,
I'm sorry.
Yes, in Iran, men were big and hairy and looked disgusting and sweaty and fat like you. And now, in America, the new Iranians wax and we bleach our butts, unlike you. And this is why I'm gorgeous. Yeah, freedom!
I, I am team old Iran. I am team chaps that have ass in them, not ass less. Like, this is a disgrace. I can't believe that I would even be on stage with this piece of trash right now. But then at the same time, maybe I should have compassion, because maybe he represents everything that I never could be. Team MJ!
Yes, I'm everything you could never be, like skinny freedom!
Wow.
Wow, guys, that was...
Very poignant speech.
Yeah, you guys taught us all something. Thank you.
We did.
Thank you. So, next category is yours, Ben. Hit it.
Oh, wow, this is a big one, too, and I already put in a write-in candidate. Okay, so this is the best Bravo star. And the nominees are... MJ from Shaw's
one.
Sunset.
This is a big one.
Leah from Real Housewives of Miami. Candy from Real Housewives of Atlanta. Lisa Vanderpump from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and Vanderpump Rules. Padma Lakshmi from Top Chef. Quad from Real Housewives, I'm sorry, from American Medicine. The old crusty captain from Below Deck. Babs from Princesses.
Babs? Hey, there's some salad dressing on the table. It's in a bottle.
You can't get married. You're too young to get married.
But your boyfriend's not too young to stay over in my bed. Come here, boy.
And Kim Richards from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And the best Bravo star. Ooh, this is real tough. This is real tough,
huge.
Ron.
I don't even know how some of these got on here. Huge.
Well, it was a thin crop this year. All right. And the winner this year is, I believe for the second year in a row, I could be wrong, Kim Richards!
Kim Richards! Come get your award, Kim!
Hey, I would like to say thank you. You know, when I started this project with Julia Roberts, I said, look, it's going to be hard to play your mom because I'm younger than you, first of all. And then I remembered the performance that I gave in Sophie's Choice, where I had to choose between a Big Mac and a Whopper. And I ended up choosing Wendy's so that nobody cried. And I pulled deep, and I said, Julia, we're going to do it. It's going to be okay. And then Kathy Bates came in. I said, Kathy Bates, put on a robe. And then she got all upset. And then I trimmed her toenails for her. And then Emilio Estevez came in with some coffee. So thanks, everybody!
And now to present our next category is a very special surprise. It's Miss Leah Black and Gretchen Rossi. Come on to the stage! How fun is that?
Hi, everybody! You guys, I got fired from Bravo.
How fun is that? Well, you know what I say to Bravo? Send them an invoice.
You know what I say to Bravo? I'm with Slade, so I'll blame Slade. Fire Slade.
How fun is that? Okay, this category is for Worst Bravo Star. Would you care to read the nominees?
It's hard. Could you tell them to me? If you tell them to me in my ear, I could say what you read.
Okay. All right. The nominees for Worst Bravo Star. I said best instead of worst. How fun is that? It's Stassi Schroeder from Vanderpump Rules.
She's assy. Stupid.
Kirsten from Vanderpump Rules.
I don't even know what that is. That's dumb.
Reza from Shaza Sunset.
Someone should buy one of my purses.
Heather Dubrow from Real Housewives of Orange County.
You guys, spoiler alert, I don't really have any eyebrows. I call it the mom with the Sharpie.
Slade Smiley, your fiancé.
Oh my god, thank god you got your teeth fixed. And unfortunately your family spent all that money, and so your poor brother has a mullet and he's cross-eyed and has bad teeth. Sorry.
Vaughn from the New Atlanta.
I don't know who that is, but I don't go to Vaughn's. I go to Whole Foods because they have like soap that's made out of sand. It's good for my skin.
And Ashley from Princesses Long Island.
I don't know what that is. Islands are scary. Really long ones are even scarier. Just like live in a city. There's cars.
All right, Gretchen. Why don't you read the winner?
Okay, the winner is... Tell me my ear. Okay. The winner is... Ashley from Princesses! was.
Oh, how fun is that?
Ashley! Ashley!
Ma, I can't believe that I'm even here on stage right now when that ugly-faced Joey who called me funny-looking is sitting in the audience. I almost had my fifth stroke of the evening just now.
Oh my god, you are funny-looking.
Oh my god. Ma, help. Ma, get me a jet. I need to get to the street. I need a jet to pick me up in the front of the auditorium and fly me to the parking lot. Mom.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry, everybody, but Ashley has had another stroke. Bye, Ashley. Good luck getting your face to move again.
Hi, this is Erica, and I just want to let you know that, like, I'm, like, friends with Ashley. I love her to death, and I'm, like, the hottest girl on the North Shore, and so I think it's really sad that, like, she had a stroke, but, like, you know, like, what can you do about it? Like, that's just the way it is. Like, I'm sorry. Like, that's just how it goes, and, like, I'm just gonna go back to Long Island now and go to Great Neck, and, like, I'm just hot, and I just, like, live at home with my bat. Okay, bye.
You know, I would like to say that we're gonna be there totally for Ashley, but if anyone out there needs a wife... I make a really good wife. You know, my name is Chanel, but that doesn't mean I'm expensive. You know, like, I'm like an original Chanel.
Seriously? Seriously? Like, I should have won Worst Reality Star on Bravo? Like, seriously? Like, first of all, like, Tom's always cheating on me. And, like, I don't know. Like, maybe you know about that. Like, maybe you should tell me. I think I should read all your text messages and, like, see who you voted for. Because, like, honestly, I don't think I should have lost this. Like,
now, look here. Here's why you lost this, okay? Now, look. If you want a man to not be cheating on you, you know, now, what's a man do when he wants a little sugar? Does he go out and buy a lemon? No, he don't buy a lemon. He opens a Snickers bar. He gets some chocolate in there, lets it melt on his tongue, chews some nuts, swallows that caramel, spits it back up, swallows it again, then he spits it back up, swallows it again, then he spits it in your mouth, make you swallow it, spit it back up into his mouth, then he does a reverse baby bird feed on you, spit it back into your mouth, then he sends you on your way and don't call you back.
Now, that makes no sense because as anyone who's ever worked on Malibu Country knows, there's no Snicker bars in the craft service table. So maybe if you actually were cast, Vaughn, then you would know these things. But as someone who was on Malibu Country and worked with Sarah Rue, then I can tell you that there are no Snicker bars. Oh, thank you, everyone. Well, congratulations to Ashley, by the way, for pulling up a huge upset, beating the likes of Stassi, Kristen, Reza, and Slade Smiley. Four of the worst people ever to be on TV. But yeah. Ashley, you pulled it off because you are the hottest looking funny person that we've ever seen either.
And also, I would like to give an honorable mention to Mariah's mother from Married to Medicine.
Yes, yes, Mariah's mother should be on there.
She wasn't really a star, so she didn't get to be nominated. But she
there must have been an issue submitting her application to the Academy.
Yeah, she probably cut whoever was delivering the papers that she had to sign.
Maybe she gave it to Toya to give in Toya. Toya's like, I haven't came to the post office. Toya, you know, she was overlooked. We should have maybe nominated her for a few things, and it's too bad. I'm sorry, Toya.
Okay, so now the nominations for the worst Bravo show.
Ooh, this is a good category, people. This is the worst. This is our penultimate category. Worst Bravo show.
Well, we have Top Chef, and they are nominated because of their Seattle finale, which was a really sad ripoff of The Iron Chef, and was just painful to sit through. And we only had to sit through an hour of it.
It was the worst episode in the history of Top Chef. Not only was it awkward and not entertaining, but it also wasn't suspenseful. It wasn't good, and it was also the odds were like stacked against. You know, they didn't even judge all the dishes. They didn't even get to dessert because it was this, like, best, like, 3 out of 5 thing or something like that. It was so bad. I get mad every single time I think about it because it was such a good season. And to end like that is not fair. Yeah. It wasn't fair to Brooke either.
And then it kind of slid into a terrible season this year.
No, I love the season.
You do?
Oh, my goodness.
Get out of here. What do you love about this season? It's so boring.
I like all the characters. I'm loving the challenges. I'm loving all the New Orleans stuff. Like, I think this is a great season.
Oh, I'm not getting it. I'm really bored. But maybe it's because I've been trying to eat, like, vegetarian and stuff, so I'm not, like, binging as much when I watch it. And that was part of the fun, I guess.
I guess so.
In the first place. Okay, the next nomination is Courtney Loves Dallas.
What did I get in the mail today?
Ugh, hate her. She's horrible. Vanderpump Rules. All the wedding spinoffs. And there were like 10 of them this year.
Yeah.
Fashion Queens. And L.A. Shrinks.
Ooh, good category. Oof, good category.
This is a rough one. But I think the voters went with... Courtney Loves Dallas.
Wow. That, you know what? She premiered at the end of the year, and she snuck in, and she won Worst Bravo Show. Good for her.
Yeah, good for her. I mean, for so many terrible personalities and useless human beings to be on television, for you to win this pretty much single-handedly, because, I mean, what else is even on her show except her?
I mean, for her to beat all those terrible wedding spinoffs, like I Dream of Nini, the Tamara wedding thing, and the Kim stuff, all those, for her to beat that is really impressive.
Turns out, sitting around to see what you got for free from UPS because you have a blog that 10 people read doesn't make for interesting TV. Who fucking knew?
Who fucking knew?
Thanks, Quartz. Okay, Ben, you're up. And this is the last category of the night.
All right, everyone. It's the moment you've been waiting for. The best Bravo show of the year.
But before we get to that, Ben and I have an interpretive modern dance for you guys. Okay?
Yeah.
All right, Ben, are you ready?
Yeah.
Wow,
that was beautiful. And that was also our In Memoriam montage.
Yeah, to all and the people In Memoriam, who died, and we just put Kim in there just in case.
Kingsley's future.
Kingsley kills her.
Or
she gets in a car or anything like that.
Okay.
Ben, hit it. Last of the year.
Best Bravo show of the year. And the nominees are Top Chef New Orleans, which we know Ronnie does not like.
Yeah, that's stupid. I don't even know how that got on there. Dumb.
Vanderpump Rules, which was nominated not only for Best Bravo Show, but also Worst Bravo Show.
And also the Best Worst Bravo Show.
Yes. Real Housewives of Orange County, which had a very entertaining season. Real Housewives of ATL. Princesses Long Island. Married to Medicine. And Shaw's of Sunset. Very strong category.
Yeah, very strong.
Are we ready? Big drum roll here. Okay. Big one. And the winner is... That's way more envelope. We need more envelope noise. And the winner is... This is the shocker. Vanderpump Rules. So how could the show that was nominated for Worst Show of the Year be nominated and win for Best Show of the Year? And I'll tell you why. Because as awful as these people are, it is so, so entertaining. They make me feel so good about myself. They make me feel so good about how far I've come in life, and which is not very far at all, that I can't help but say it's the best show of the year.
Yes, I totally semi-agree. This show is really fun. I mean, I hate myself anyway, and having something to blame it on is really handy. And I love sitting there feeling better than other people, although I still feel bad donating so much of my time to fucking waiters.
Yeah.
I will say it does make me feel better when I go out with, like, my grandpa who won't tip. And I'm like, you know what, waiter? That's kind of Vanderpump Rules' fault. So don't be mean to my papa.
It truly is. It's an endlessly entertaining show that shows how people can be horrific to each other in so many varied ways.
Yeah, so many unique ways. And you know what? They can be so mean to each other without words. Because they don't barely know how to talk. And look, I illustrated that with a terrible sentence. But those people don't even know English. And they're still horrible verbally. And what was you see, this even talking about this show makes me dumber than I was.
Well, to be fair, Katie, if you remember, Katie is very on top of her conjugations.
Yes, I need to conjugate my verbiage.
She's like, do you even know how to conjugate your verbiage?
It's time to conjugate some verbiage, yeah.
She actually had some great lines this week. I'm trying to pull them up because I actually wrote them down. Because I was actually watching Vanderpump Rules this afternoon while some other people were watching, and we were all texting each other. And really, there's so many great lines, but unfortunately, they're not coming up right now. So, oh well, people, you'll just have to go watch them.
Well, we took 2 weeks off, so thank you all for your patience, because that was just great having two. I mean, I'm not like, oh, this is so hard to do, but just having 2 weeks off from watching so many Bravo shows, because I really did take a break.
Yes.
But now that means I have like 8 hours of Bravo to catch up on, plus all the shows that are coming up this week. So next week, when we come back for our regularly scheduled non-awards program, expect it to be extra salty, because I'm going to be a horrible human being.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, well, everybody, thank you so, so much for being with us for this year's Crappies. I'd like to thank all of the beautiful Bravo stars for showing up today. Congratulations to all the winners. You can find me at TrashTalkTV.com. There's lots of fun recaps. I'm recapping The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills every week, same night as Air. You can find me on Instagram at TrashTalkTV or on Twitter at TrashTweetTV. And you can find Ben at BsideBlog.com, where he's got hilarious photo caps and blogs about all sorts of shows, mostly Housewives. And you can also find him on all the social media outlets at B-Side Blog. Come to our Facebook page at facebook.com/watchwhatcrappens to talk to other listeners and us, and leave Bravo articles and comment on all that crap, because we have a really good time over there. Happy New Year to everybody on that Facebook page. We love ya. And find us on Twitter at whatcrappens. And you can read us questions. Usually we record this, we're not doing it live at the moment, but we record this every Tuesday, usually around 4:30 p.m. Pacific time. And so we usually ask on our Facebook page what you guys want to talk about, and we read your stuff. So be sure to be there in the afternoon on Tuesdays for that. Love you guys. We will see you next time, and have a great 2014.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
On Monday, Josh Leibarger made his status
case of the Mondays,
followed by a frowny face. It got one like and five comments, including dislike. Well, Josh, Geico also wants to make a comment to turn that emoji's frown upside down. In just 15 minutes, you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance by switching to Geico. With all that extra dough, why not give Monday a makeover? We see an office party in your future, hosted by you. Hashtag happy face. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years. One of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore, because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.